Now, the word thrive is not found in the Bible, but the word flourish is. And that's what thrive means. So we find in this psalm, in Psalm 92, we find the thrive principle. Because he says, it is the righteous who will flourish. It is the righteous who will grow. It is the righteous who will flourish in the courts of their God. So there you have it. There's tremendous food for thought on keys to a thriving life. So let's define it. Let's give some definitions of thrive. All right, the word thrive, and this is just taken from the English dictionary. The word thrive means to grow vigorously. It means to flourish, to grow vigorously. That means that there is a lot of energy in the growth dynamic. To grow vigorously, to flourish. Second definition, to gain in wealth or possessions. That brings us to the word prosper. So if we thrive, then we definitely prosper. God meets all of our needs. And doesn't the Bible say that he will do that? Doesn't the Bible say that my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus? Amen. And also, if you go a little further in examining that, you will find in the book of Corinthians, Paul talked about prospering, and he connected it to giving. And he said that those who give, they will prosper. And he said that they will have all that they need, and they will have an abundant supply to bless someone else. What a tremendous principle of thriving. All right, so to thrive, it means to gain in wealth or possessions. Third definition, I really like this one, and this is where I really want to kind of zero in on, because the third definition, it means to progress toward or realize a goal despite or because of circumstances. Think about that. To progress towards or to realize a goal despite or because of circumstances. So we can thrive in spite of problems, challenges, circumstances. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Amen. That we can thrive, we can realize the goal that is set before us. All right, now let me give you the definition of this word flourish in the Hebrew Bible. All right, it comes from this Hebrew word. It means to bud, to blossom, to break out. To bud, to blossom, to break out. Here's the second definition. It means to shine, to sparkle, or to grow. So if I'm thriving, that's kind of a little strange definition to apply to a man, I guess. But, you know, men, I guess we should sparkle if we're flourishing, right? That word's more applicable, I guess, to the lady folk. To shine, to sparkle, or to grow. Hallelujah. So you get an idea of the concept behind this word. This is a powerful word. This is an incredible word. God wants us to thrive. And that's what a thriving life should look like based upon these definitions. It should reflect all of these things. And it's all connected to advancement and progress, moving forward. Those that are growing, they are moving forward. Those who are not growing, they have become stagnated. And we all know what happens to stagnated water, right? It stinks. Amen. So there should be a flow in life. All right, so let's talk about some of these keys. First of all, understand this, that you have potential. Thank God that we have potential. Every one of us, we have potential. But here's the thing about potential. It must be developed. Potential must be developed. Potential is defined as existing in possibility, but unrealized in reality. So there's always potential. Existing in possibility, but it's unrealized ability, unrealized reality. But the potential is there. It is only released if we develop it. Check this out. 1 Peter, this is a great verse. I'm going to give you this in the Amplified Bible. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each of you has received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment. Now think about that for a second. He doesn't say some of us. He says, as each of you, every one of you, has received a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment. Employ it, he says. Some of us are living unemployed. Amen? He says, employ it. Use it, in other words. Employ it for one another as befits good trustees of God's many-sided grace, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor. In other words, God has invested something in you and I. What are we doing with it? We have potential, but it must be developed. I'm reminded of what Paul spoke to Timothy when he told him, stir up the gift that is in you. Stir it up. Do something with it. Don't let it lie dormant. Do something with it. It must be developed. What is development? It is an unfolding. It is the discovery of something secret or withheld. So potential must be developed. There is something that needs to be discovered. There's something on the inside of every person that must unfold. It must be discovered. That's why the Bible says right here, as every one of you has received a spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it, because it reflects God's many-sided grace. He has invested it in every one of us. Now remember this. Always remember this. What God has put in you, the devil is after. Never forget that. What God has put in you, the devil is after. That's why Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. But I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Potential has enemies. It always has enemies because the enemy is after what God has put inside, what God has deposited. The gift, the talent, as it says here, the spiritual talent, the spiritual ability, that which God has put on the inside. We have potential, but it must be developed. If we are not developing it, then it does no good. It is not released. It must be discovered. It must be realized. I believe every one of us have gifts and abilities that we don't even realize we have. And they must be discovered and they must be developed. Keys to a thriving life. Let me move on to the next one. I love this one. This is in Proverbs chapter 2. Knowledge and understanding produces growth. Knowledge and understanding. Do we have knowledge? Do we have understanding? Listen, understand this. It is God who planned your life and put potential in you so you could fulfill His plan and His purpose. God planned your life, and He put potential in you. Every one of us, we have that ability. Look at what this says. I love this in Proverbs chapter 2. Here's another great dynamic of a key to fulfilling the call of God, releasing what God has put inside of you. Here is a key to thrive in your life. Listen to what this says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. He says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you." Man, I love that, because we all need discretion. We need discretion. He says discretion will guide our path. We need to be able to discern things. We need to be smart. We need to be wise. This is a key, my friends, to having a thriving life. Knowledge and understanding produces growth. Do you realize that the Bible instructs God's people to not associate with fools? Amen? Because fools don't live by a thrive principle. And even Paul understood that when he wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said that bad company produces or it destroys good morals. Amen? Bad company, bad associations. And God instructs us, you know, don't live under the counsel of fools. Fools cannot counsel you. Fools cannot help you. They cannot produce a thriving life because they are living foolishly. So knowledge and understanding is what produces growth. Proverbs 23:12 says, "Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge." Hallelujah. So if I want a thriving life, it is going to demand that I take action. There has to be an application. I have to apply my heart to the truth of God's word. And as I do that, then I begin to thrive. My life begins to reflect that. To build a house requires a plan. Hello, somebody. The contractor doesn't just show up and start hammering lumber. There has to be a plan. To build a house requires a plan. Same principle applies to building a life. We can't just think it's going to automatically fall into place. There has to be a plan. So that's why Proverbs 23:12 says, "Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge." Hallelujah. I want to get knowledge and understanding, because knowledge and understanding is going to produce growth. So the Bible says right here, notice in verse 2, I kind of started with verse 6 to 11, but look at verse 2. He says, "Incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding." So there again is the word apply, application. There must be an application. When we begin to apply truth to our lives, I believe there's a lot of people that hear but don't do anything. Even James warned about that. He said, if we are hearers and not doers, we deceive ourselves. Right? I believe there's a lot of people, they hear, but they don't do anything. See, it requires that we step out in faith. If we're going to live a thriving life, we have to live in faith. That brings me to the next thing. Believe that with God, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. With God, nothing. That's Mark 10:27. It says, for with God, all things are possible. All things. Hallelujah. So if I am going to have a thriving life, I have to step out in faith and take action in areas of my life. It takes action to get to church. You have to get out of bed. Amen. You're here at the early service, and the 10:30 service crowd, they get to sleep a little longer. You know, but you got up a little earlier to get here today. It took some action because you had to put your plan into action. There's a plan. What am I going to wear? Right? What am I going to, you know, how am I going to serve? What am I going to do? You know, there has to be a plan. It all is possible by faith. Let me share this with you. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. I want to read this to you in the Amplified Bible. This is a great verse. I want you to get this. He says, and we also, every member, each and every one of us, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you receive the message of God, which you heard from us, he was talking about, the very same thing I'm talking to you about here today, about acting upon faith. Faith principles. He says, we thank God continually when you receive the message of God, which you heard from us. You welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is the word of God. I want you to notice what follows next, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power. And those who adhere to, trust in, and rely on it. Do you see this? I mean, man, what a key principle. We have to believe that with God, nothing is impossible. For with God, all things are possible. But then he zeroes in on the believer. And he says, it is the believer who has received the gospel. Receive the word of God, believes that it is the word of God. And he says it is effectually at work in the believer. So if the word is not in us, how can it work? Hello, somebody. Amen. If we don't get it in us, I guarantee you at some point today, you may have already had breakfast this morning. I had breakfast. Today, I had two little Dove chocolate bites. It's not very healthy, but it tastes good. I was in Walgreens and they had a 50% sale on chocolate candy, Christmas candy. So I picked up a little bag for $2.33. And I said, I'm not telling Becky. Keeping these right here on the console of my truck. So I didn't really have breakfast. But you may have had breakfast today. But I guarantee you, at some point today, we're going to eat. Amen? There's going to be food that goes into our body. But what about the Word of God? Didn't Jesus say, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God shall man live. The word of God effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power. Hallelujah. Take a step of faith. Do something to grow. Amen. Do something, make an application. I got to move on. Let me give you the last and final thing. I love this one. Here's another key to a thriving life. Develop stability in God. God wants you stable. Our world is full of a lot of unstable people. Unstability. Now, we started off in Psalms 92, where it said that God is our rock. We read that. It said, God is our rock. I want you to see this in Deuteronomy chapter 32 in verse 4. Deuteronomy 32, 4. It says, He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all of his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. Now I want you to zero in on that thought that God is the rock. The Bible teaches us that God changes not. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Bible teaches us emphatically that God changes not. He's never in a bad mood like you are and I am. We all go through moody where we don't feel as punky. Maybe I need to find the definition of that word. Spunky. That's a good one. Sparkly. There you go. Amen. Listen, in our human makeup, we all go through mood swings in the realm of our soul. Some people more so than others. Right? God doesn't have that. He doesn't go through that. God, you know, every day that you go to the Lord, he's not moody, he's not mad at you, he's not angry. You know, he is stable. God is the rock. That's what that phrase means in the Hebrew Bible. It means he is always the same. Hallelujah. Everything around us changes, but God does not. God does good things for us, not because we are good, but because he is. Are y'all with me? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God. See, the word rock here, it means expressive power and stability. That's what it means. That's how it's defined in the Hebrew dictionary of Bible words. It means expressive power and stability. So to grow in relationship with God is to become stable. Think of that. So the more we move forward in God, the more we grow and develop, the greater stability is operating in our lives. We're talking about strength now. We're talking about the strength of God. I mean, all through the scripture, we are encouraged to be strong. Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, and he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you might stand against the wiles of the devil. So the whole idea here is developing relationship with God, going deeper in God, understanding his ways, understanding his nature, understanding his character. What we're talking about here right now is part of God's nature, that he is the rock. He's always the same. He's always the same. Expressive power and stability. So if I am growing in God, I am growing in his expressive power and stability. That's why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he said that the word is at work in believers. It's producing something. Let me leave you with this one in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Timothy 3:18. This is a great thrive verse right here. Because we've talked about knowledge, we've talked about faith, we've talked about understanding, we've talked about potential. All right, so here's a challenge to grow right here. He says, but grow in grace. Grow in grace, undeserved favor, spiritual strength, recognition and knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah. To him be glory, honor, majesty, and splendor, both now and to the day of eternity. Hallelujah. That's why I always declare over my life Philippians 1:6. I always declare that over my life. You know what Philippians 1:6 says? It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Being confident of that. He is working, my friends. He's always working. I don't want to ever reach a point of stagnation. I want to continue advancing, continue moving forward, continue growing, continue to increase, moving in faith, step out in faith, because with God, nothing is impossible.